Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying ministry love, making relationships work. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 27, verses 18 to 38, how to bless others. People grow up in families and never receive a blessing or live with a marriage partner but never feel accepted, or go to school and not feel accepted by teachers, or even worse, their peers. Everyone wants and needs a blessing. We're going to be in Genesis chapter 27. If you haven't turned there already, you may want to turn there in your Bible. It's the story of Jacob and Esau. And near the end of his life, Isaac wanted to give his blessing to his older son, Esau. But Jacob, with the encouragement and help of his mother, tricked Isaac into giving him the blessing that was intended for Esau. Verse 34 of our text in Genesis 27 says that when Esau heard that his father had blessed Jacob, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." And then in verse 36, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved the blessing for me?" And finally in verse 38, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. It's not possible to characterize the anguish that was in Esau's heart when he said, "Bless me also, O my father." But that is the cry of every child to his or her parents. This is the cry of every spouse to his or her mate. And maybe it's your own cry. Genuine acceptance is an unmet need of so many people today. But it doesn't have to be. You can give a blessing to people in your life. And how? Well, let me give you three suggestions from our text. First, a blessing needs to be felt. Verse 21, "Then Isaac said to Jacob, 'Please come near that I may feel you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not.'" In the scriptures, touch played an important part in bestowal of a family blessing. When Isaac blessed Jacob, an embrace and a kiss were involved. We need to feel the embrace of those we love. The gospel writers speak of Jesus touching people. He touched the sick, the lepers, the blind, the deaf, the prostitutes, the outcasts. A special moment in the life of Christ was when the children came to him. Mark chapter 10, verse 13 to verse 16. "Then they brought little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a child, as a little child, will by no means enter it.' And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them." Hugs, holding hands, the stroke of a head, an arm around a shoulder, all communicate acceptance, approval, importance, and value. And then second, a blessing needs to be spoken. Verse 27. In the scriptures, the family blessing also included a spoken message. Abraham spoke a blessing to Isaac. Isaac spoke it to his son Jacob. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, Jacob spoke to it to each of his 12 sons and to two of his grandchildren. A blessing is not a blessing unless spoken. Proverbs 18 and verse 21 reads, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Words have the power to build us up or tear us down. Words have the power of death. They inflict pain. They can destroy a friendship, rip apart a home, or cause harm in a marriage. And when harmful words are spoken, it's impossible to call them back. Words also have the power to build people up. Words can be the source of healing, forgiveness, and life. Our children, our spouse, our friends, our work associates long to hear words of approval, acceptance, and affection. And they especially need to hear those words before and after they've made a mistake or gotten into trouble. With the spoken word, we express the value of that person to us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. Do not withhold good to those to whom it is due when it is in your power, in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it when you have it with you. Have you ever been to a family reunion? For most of the time, people will talk about sports and recipes, movies, or the latest news events. But suddenly, before the family members begin to say their goodbyes, meaningful words will be spoken. A brother will say in private to his sister, I know things will work out in your marriage. I'm praying for you. An aunt will say to her niece, you've always made me proud. I know school is hard, but you can do it. I believe in you. A daughter will say to a parent, look around, Mom. We didn't turn out half bad, did we? So often the most meaningful words are just before the goodbyes. Sometimes we wait too long, and the words we want to say or want to hear are lost forever. Third, a blessing needs to be uplifting. Look at verse 27 down to verse 29. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of the heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. When we value something, we place great importance on it. This is at the heart of the concept of blessing. The Hebrew word translated blessing has the root meaning of to bow the knee. The imagery is of a man who has his camel bend his knee so he can get on. Relating to God, the word came to mean to adore with bended knee. Bowing before someone is a graphic picture of valuing that person. When we bless someone, we attach high value to him or her. Isaac placed great value on Jacob when he blessed him. When he told Jacob he smelled like a field, Isaac was communicating that his son was like the blessing of a great harvest. Those were words, those were special words to Jacob. First, Isaac painted the picture of other people bowing down to Jacob. Second, it was a reminder that he would be a man of great respect. For some people, we don't have to look very deep or very far to find the value in them. For others, we must dig deep or discover the value. Sometimes it means we must see what others don't see. We need to see their potential and point it out to them. Michelangelo was asked the question, "How do you sculpture such beautiful angels?" He replied, "I see the angel in the marble and chisel until I set it free." That's what we have to do with some people. We must look beyond the rough exterior. We must point out a person's value. And when we do, we have the power to set them free. That's giving a blessing. That's what Jesus did for Peter. Peter was called Simon before he met Jesus. He was a rough and tough fisherman who was very unstable and insecure. Jesus came along and called him Peter, or rock, and those words changed his life. You can turn someone's life around by giving them a blessing. Through meaningful touch, a spoken word, and pointing out their value, you have the power to change the direction of someone's life. The message of Jesus Christ is how God touches us and communicates his blessing to us. You think about that, and you have a great day.